Continuing our series on 20th century American poets writing about nature, I'm Tim Hunt. Today we will be hearing from Nashville poet and Vanderbilt University Distinguished Professor Donald Davidson, born in 1893 and deceased in 1968. Epithalamion is a Greek word for a wedding poem, and Davidson wrote one to honor his new wife. The following are excerpts from that poem, including in part an amazing metaphor he created, in which the Ohio River symbolizes his wife and the Tennessee River himself. Now, while the west is thunder and the broad hurry of wind and the oak and hackberry boughs crashes and shatters, now while the lightning breaks the troubled darkness clogged with fluttering leaves, now while the endless rain is dashed in gusts against our windows, now we awake from sleep, and fixed with a wild dread, we startle erect, crying, "Is it a storm?" "It's only a storm." And then the warm hands fold in the darkness, then each knows that each is there, and the flame of lightning blazons only the passionate faces of lovers, saying, "Only a storm, and storms will pass." And we shall stay in our firm element of human love, our prima mobile. And shall now translate these simple words into a bolder epithalamion? Northward the Tennessee under stars or sunlight flows unmindful of names and lines of men. It was not drawn by the compass. It will not follow any map but its own. It will seek its own, its northward pathway where in the dawn of the world the broad earth cleft and yielding brought it home to the strange Ohio's breast. And the swift Ohio came in the dawn of the world to a southward meeting. Now they are poured together. The rivers are one. You are Ohio, I am Tennessee. And in being faithful to you, I have been unfaithful, maybe, this once, to my own. But I was a willing traitor when you came. I have taken you to my father's house, a stranger. But was there maybe an elder meeting, when, guarded by men in blue, the ragged lines of weary men in gray had halted at noon by an old Ohio farmhouse? Shade was thick and gentle by the gate. And then there came a dark-eyed girl with pity in her glance, pity and love for a tired boy in gray who took with grateful lips the cup she poured of water for love's sake and looked his thanks, and plodded on when the sharp bugle called with a wistful backward smile. And did you then smile too across the gulf of war and know that bayonets cannot prison love? Love is more proud and strong than armies with their banners minded for peace. Excerpts from Epithalamion, a wedding poem by Donald Davidson, read by Tim Hunt, whose wife Catherine perhaps is the Coeur d'Alene, pristine and clear. He thinks he might be the Des Plaines River outside Chicago, polluted and populated only by carp and bullheads, slow-moving in a muddy brown, a testament to why he reads but does not write poetry.